From Hollywood, with Gordon McRae and Mary Wicks as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
You sigh, the song begins, and I hear violins. It's magic.
From Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Well, here's one of your current Irving Berlin favorites from the Broadway hit musical, Call Me Madam.
So whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay.
It's such a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you.
Something for two.
But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. It's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
If you've got something that must be done, and it must be done by only one,
there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely, lovely, lovely day.
Ladies and gentlemen. Say, Roy, what's the good word this week?
Well, Doris, it looks like we're right in the middle of the romantic season, judging by the song requests we've gotten.
Oh, come on now, don't be silly. Everybody knows that love and romance are always in season. What you mean is that we're being asked to do a lot of love-type songs right now.
Uh-huh. One in particular. Just You, Just Me.
Well, that's always a perfect setup for romance. Shall we do it, fellas?
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot, round wonderful you.
Just you, just me.
Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo.
Just us, just we.
I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you.
Just you, just me.
Just me.
Just us, just we.
I'll tie a lover's knot round a wonderful you.
Let's tie a lover's knot
round a wonderful you.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to have a very good friend of mine with me. You've seen us together in Moonlight Bay, and I'll see you in my dreams. Well, she's one of the best and busiest actresses I know, and she's the kind of gal I like because wherever she is, she makes herself right at home. So let's give an old-time, home-style welcome to Mary Wicks.
Hi, Dodo. Say, if you make me feel any more at home, I'm going to take off my shoes.
See what I mean, folks? Say, tell me, Mayor, what's the latest scuttlebutt on your tumultuous career?
Well, I've just gotten an offer to do a season of summer theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of those converted barns, a different play every week.
The good old hay and alfalfa circuit.
Yeah. Huh?
Sounds real exciting, Mayor. What plays do they want you for?
Oh, who knows? But one kind is sure to turn up somewhere in the repertoires. You know, the feverish, highbrow British drawing room dreamer. Do you follow me?
I'm way ahead of you. I'm already at the tea table dunking a crumpet.
Well, Dodo, you're with it. You'd be great for summer theater. No kidding.
Have my own bottle of citronella and we'll travel.
Listen, you'd love it. Well, I could even picture you doing one of those down-to-earth dramas of the mountain country, you know?
Yeah.
One of them stark tragedies where the Tullivers and the Calhouns are a feudin' and a fussin' and a fightin'. Can't you?
Why, sure, Mary.
Why, sure.
I reckon I always did have a hankering to do a hillbilly blossom.
You?
Or to be one, I mean.
Yeah. Now, you and me is on the V, Randy. Now,
yeah?
Listen, it's sundown, and it's a-gettin' dark in them hills.
What a coincidence. That's what happens in Hollywood, too.
Now, everything is still. The air is still. The trees are still. Even the still is still. We just had a right good supper, too. Chitlins and hush puppies.
Grits and greasy greens.
I can hear you talking, daughter.
That ain't me, Ma. That's my stomach.
Oh.
I can't go on any more this away.
What away, child?
Well, I'm a hankering real powerful for Joe Henry Calhoun.
No! No Tulliver gal ain't never married up with no hound dog boy of a Calhoun. Besides, you're almost too young for a courtin'.
No, Ma, I'm growed like a wildflower ever since buckwheat time.
Oh, lawsy, pity my poor Cindy Sue Ellen. Why, she's half child and half a woman.
End of act one. And not a dry eye in the house.
You said it.
You're really gonna run the gamut this summer, Mary.
You're right. Say, I may even do a musical.
Why, I didn't know you sang.
You didn't?
No.
Me. The sun enchants me. You may make a stranger. If the Opinza walks in, we won't be strangers very long. You like my singing, Dodo, huh?
Mary, I'd rather listen to you sing than eat.
Uh-huh. I do sound awful when I eat. But now listen to this. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Wake up to reality. Use your mentality. But each time I do, just the thought of you
You're changing
makes
keys.
Me a star. You know, Dodo, something tells me the audience would rather listen to you.
Well, we aim to please. So give a listen while I make with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered. and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
You sing to him,
and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Thanks, everybody. Say, folks, did you ever wonder when you wrote to some GI guy, either here at home or overseas, just what it would mean to him? Maybe you think you're not much of a correspondent, or that just one letter more or less couldn't make much difference. Well, let me read you what a soldier has to say about how much your letter can mean. Here's what Corporal Victor Meredith, who's stationed on a Pacific island, has to say. You know, Dodo, some people seem to think we guys don't pay much attention to just a letter from the folks. But boy, oh boy, they sure are 100% wrong. Well, I've seen guys carry the same finger-marked pages around for months. In fact, I've done it myself. You see, Dodo, I used to be a musician and very interested in what goes on in Hollywood. Of course, my family doesn't know what goes on out there, but you do. And if you find time, would you please let me know about the new tunes? And I sure wish you could be here to sing my favorite old one. If I could write a book. Well, Vic, I've already written the news I thought would interest you, and here's hoping this show catches up with you, because this one is just for you.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend.
Now a word from one of Hollywood's most famous film stars, Mr. Ray Milland, whom you'll be seeing as the star of the Paramount picture, Something to Live For.
Hello, everyone. This is Ray Milland. You know, making motion pictures is a difficult chore and doesn't leave one very much time for too many outside interests. However, even when making Something to Live For, there was one must on my weekly schedule. And that was listening to the Amos and Andy program every Sunday on CBS Radio. It's always been one of my favorite shows, and I can't remember a Sunday that has gone by without the Milland family listening to the hilarious adventures of Amos and Andy. I hope you're all Amos and Andy listeners, too, because there really is something to live for every Sunday.
Well, folks, now it's time for a favorite star of yours and a very good friend of mine. You've seen us together in Moonlight Bay, in the West Point story, and in Tifa, too. Well, he's been here before, and you wanted him back, and I wanted him back, and he wanted to come back. So, by unanimous consent, here he is, Gordon McRae.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Dodo.
Gordy, you look sensational. Where'd you get that terrific tan?
Well, it so happens, Doris, that golf is an outdoor game, and you know the kind of weather we have here in California.
So?
So, in the locker room of my golf club, we have a wonderful ultraviolet lamp.
Ladies and gentlemen, the preceding was a paid political statement prepared by the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Gordy, you know what I can't understand is how a guy like you, who's always working, finds time to play golf.
Well, now, if you were a golf addict, Dodo, you wouldn't understand how a golfer finds time to work.
You mean it's true what I hear? That when you get bitten by the bug, you eat, drink, and sleep golf?
Well, I don't know about that, but all I can say is that half the guys at Lakeside, where I play golf, went to see Tee for Two thinking it was about golf.
Oh, no. Well, I still can't see what kind of kick you get out of whacking a little white ball around a lot of scenery.
All right, I'll throw away my golf ball and you can suggest something better.
What else? Volleyball.
Oh, now, Doris, don't be silly. A volleyball never get into one of those little holes. Too big. Instead of yelling four, I'd have to yell 4,000.
Oh, well, to each his own. I may not know a hole in one from a hole in the head, but I know what I like. And, Gordy, what I'd like right now is that number from your new musical about face. I'd like to hear, I believe it's called If Someone Had Told Me.
That's it, Doris, and I'll tee up right now and see if I can drive it right down the middle.
Someone had told me he could touch the sky, I'd just laugh and say that's nothing new. The miracle of all was meeting you. If someone had told me elephants could fly, I'd just look at him and say, could be. It could be if you could care for me. Yes, he could touch the sky, and elephants could fly. If I could hold you close to me, if someone had told me not so long ago, love me the way that I love you. I never would believe it, but it's true. Yes, he could touch the sky, and elephants could fly. If I could hold you close to me, if someone had told me not so long ago, you'd love me the way that I love you. I
that was wonderful, Gordy. Oh, say, there's an old friend of yours here who'd probably like to shoot the breeze with you. Come join the throng, Mary.
Hi, Gordy.
Hi, Mary.
Say, Gordy, Mary's got an offer to do summer stock. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
She has. I think that's wonderful. Mary, you know, I got my first professional experience in a barn theater.
I never knew that. How was it?
Oh, it was all right, except for the dressing room. They assigned me to a horse stall.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Well, the horse was still there. You know, one night my lantern ran out of oil, Doris, and I had to dress in the dark.
Yeah?
Oh, I look real cute wearing a horse collar and a bow tie.
I bet the audience didn't know whether to applaud you or hit you to applaud.
Just about. We were doing Booth Tarkington 17, and one night a hen that the management had forgotten to remove from her nest right above the stage laid one right on the target. Suddenly found myself doing the egg and dog.
I bet you were both a smash.
Incidentally, Doris, those same Booth Tarkington characters turned up later in my life and in yours, and in Mary's, in Moonlight Bay.
A picture in which I, for one, thought Mary Wicks was just superb.
Look, I can see that reminiscing gleam in both your eyes, in all four of your eyes, in fact, so I'll just retire to the sidelines.
Okay, dear. Gordy, let's reminisce, shall we?
Okay, Doris. Say, remember the scene where I was courting you and I had such a tough time getting rid of your pesky kid brother?
Yes. It was a bright summer day and we thought we were alone sitting in the old hammock.
Yeah, on the old front porch.
And my brother turned out to be hiding under the porch.
When he came out, he was such a mess, I couldn't tell if he was a boy, a girl, or a goldfish. It took me 2 bits to get rid of him, but it was worth a lot more than that.
It was?
Mm-hmm. About 35 cents.
Yes. Say, remember, Gordy, my family had one of those horn-type phonographs. Remember? Real spiffy when it was, too, in 1917. And you brought me a record of one of the very newest popular songs.
Yeah, whose title suggested a very old and popular custom. Cuddle up a little closer.
Yeah. And when the music began to play, you kind of hummed along with it, remember? Mm-hmm. First thing I knew, I was being serenaded.
Like this.
Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine.
Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine.
I like to feel your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy. 'Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine.
Ah, cuddle up a little closer.
Yeah, we did too, huh?
And I sighed and thought, oh, alone at last.
Yeah, which we would have been if your old man hadn't tiptoed out to the porch. There he sat in that old rocking chair giving me the dog eye.
Well, he sure gave you a rough time, didn't he? Even when you were going off to war, and we wanted so much to get married, he said no.
Yeah, I remember. I sure hated to leave you. We stood on the front lawn saying goodbye. As I remember, I tried to cheer you up a little.
Oh, yes, and I wanted so badly not to cry and make things worse, and you told me...
I remember. Let's see. Honey, what's the name of that song all the doughboys are singing? You know, smile a while, I kiss you, fond adieu.
No, it's sad adieu.
Cuddle up a little closer.
Yeah. And when the music began to play, you kind of hummed along with it, remember? Mm. First thing I knew, I was being serenaded.
Like this.
Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine.
Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine.
I like to feel your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy. 'Cause I love from head to toesy, lovey mine.
Cuddle up a little closer.
Yeah, we did too, huh?
And I sighed and thought, oh, alone at last.
Yeah, which we would have been if your old man hadn't tiptoed out to the porch. There he sat in that old rocking chair giving me the dog eye.
Boy, he sure gave you a rough time, didn't he? Even when you were going off to war and we wanted so much to get married, he said no.
Yeah, I remember. I sure hated to leave you. We stood on the front lawn saying goodbye. As I remember, I tried to cheer you up a little.
Oh, yes, and I wanted so badly not to cry and make things worse, and And you told me...
I remember. Let's see. Honey, what's the name of that song all the doughboys are singing? You know, smile a while, I kiss you, fond adieu.
No, it's sad adieu.
Yeah. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So night for me till we meet again.
Oh, Gordy, it sure was fun reminiscing with you about Moonlight Bay. You know, I hope it won't be long before we do another picture together.
So do I, Dodo. And incidentally, don't be too surprised if in that one I turn up as the producer as well as an actor.
A producer?
Mm-hmm. Mr. J.L. Warner called me into his office the other day and said, Gordon, in your next picture, I expect you to produce or else.
Good night, Gordy. Come back real soon.
Good night, Clara.
Well, folks, it sure has been a lot of fun, and I want you to remember that you are part of this show. And when we visit together every week, I want to do the songs that you want to hear. So, if you find time, drop Dodo a line, huh? See you next week.
I love each moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do. To be with you where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Good night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Jesse Goldstein and David Gregory. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day and Gordon McRae appear through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures. Doris Day may soon be seen in the winning team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Gordon McRae may soon be seen starring in About Face. Mary Wicks may soon be seen in the MGM Technicolor production, Young Man with Ideas. The Doris Day Show is heard by the men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
Let's face it so we can fight it. That's the slogan for National Mental Health Week, which has the active support of United States government health agencies. Enlightenment is the answer to the national need for improved treatment and better facilities for mental patients. You can help by giving your time and energy to local health groups seeking to cope with the local mental health drive. Learn about the problems of the mentally ill. Help them recover. For more information, write the National Association Mental Health, 1790 Broadway, New York City, 19, New York. Be with us again next week when Doris Day will have as her special guests Harry James and Guy Mitchell. And remember, every Sunday, we extend a cordial invitation to great music on the CBS Radio Network.